You're listening to the Foul Ball Area podcast with Matthew Atkins, now available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Apple Podcasts. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins, and we've got a special Friday episode for you today. Joining me on the podcast today is former Stetson University player and current Clover Hill Buck in the Rockingham County Baseball League, Tyler Bocock. Kind enough to join me. Tyler, how are you doing down there in Florida?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm just, you know, holding out at my parents' house, trying to come up with some content every week, and I'm glad that you could join me on the podcast today because, you know, you always provide some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I try to always give you something, but hey, you're doing a great job, man, producing some great content. Foul Ball Area is growing, and as it should, as it definitely should.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the first thing I want to talk about when I've got you on the phone here today is the other day I saw your tweet that you think you could play in the KBO over in Korea, the Korean league that's just gotten underway here in the past week. I want to talk about that.
So that's more of a, I would say that was more of a, I believe in myself tweet. You know, I was watching the KBO, obviously, because there's no other baseball to watch. So I'm watching, I look up and Drew Rosinski's on the mound. Well, Drew Rosinski, I lived with for a summer. He played for my dad, and I faced him a couple times just when he was throwing. So I know what he's got. That's kind of, I was like, man, I could hit Drew. But no, that was just a I believe in myself type thing. You know, I think, you know, I really think that I've put my game at a different level even since college, to where I could play in, you know, overseas or independent ball, even in the minors. I really think that my game's taken that step. But, you know, that was a believe in myself tweet, man.
I mean, everyone who's watched you the past couple of years in the RCBL knows that you're high caliber player. What are you 3-time reigning finals MVP right now?
Three-time finals MVP. Lucky enough to have some good guys around me help me get that award for sure.
So if you know, hypothetically, if you wanted to play in Korea, would you go out there as a shortstop, as a hitter, or try to be a pitcher, or both?
You know, as the years have gone by, I've grown an appreciation to the mound just because of the intricacies that go on throughout the cat and mouse of a baseball game. And I know for a fact my arm's gotten stronger. Now, I wouldn't say that, you know, I would be a dominant pitcher in a league like that. But it is something where I've always, you know, dreamt of pitching at a next level. But, you know, I also think that, you know, some of that stuff overseas is it's ideal, for the right person. You know, I'm 27 years old, just had a son, Brooks Bocock. He's the light of my life, man. And he'll be 7 months here soon. And, I'm super proud of that. And that's the number one accolade I got right now. So.
Yeah. How's dad life been? I guess you got a lot of time spending with your son and your wife now that there's nothing else to do. Everything's shut down.
Man, it's awesome. He's crawling already. I don't think they're supposed to do that yet, but he's a beast. He's awesome, man. It's not been you know, all sunshine and roses. It's definitely a challenge at times, but you know, at the end of the day, when you're putting him down for bed and he's smiling back at you, it's such the best feeling, man. It's unexplainable, really. It's just one of those things.
Did you really name him after Brooks Koepka?
So the idea was, it was funny because I was joking back and forth a little bit with Mr. Carl Magenhofer. Shout out, Carl, love you. He said, oh, it was a shame that it wasn't Brooks Robinson. And I was joking because it kind of was both. It coincided, you know, both of them. I am a fan of Brooks Koepka, am a fan of Brooks Robinson. So it just kind of worked out that Michelle really enjoyed, you know, she liked that name. and I loved it. So, yeah, I would say maybe a little bit of both. I wouldn't mind if he had a little bit of both athletes' qualities.
Yeah, there's a lot of great baseball names out there. Steve Lowe, RCBL Hall of Famer, was telling me a couple summers ago that his kids and grandkids all had baseball names. I think some of them were like Aaron or Maddox. I don't remember the rest, but
yeah,
so a lot of good names to choose from. I think Brooks is a good one. I like it.
Yeah, well, we're gonna roll with it, so we'll see.
So you told me before we started recording, when I called you up, that you are coming back up here for another summer with Clover Hill.
Yeah, that's right. Our season at Sarasota Christian abruptly came to a close, obviously. And so we wrapped that up. And Michelle and I have been coming up for the summers, you know, since we moved to Florida. And I think, you know, we're in a good spot to do that. We have a friend of ours that, has a place for us to live. And, so we enjoy Virginia in the summer for sure. And that's something that we look forward to all year round. And you know, I get to see my family and do all that stuff too. So, I'm pumped for the summer, man, for sure.
So did you guys even get started with the high school baseball season down there? Cause I came back to Virginia around mid March, and I don't think they even started the VHSL baseball season.
We actually did. We were 10 games in. We started out struggling. We were 10 games in. We started out struggling. We kind of caught fire there late, and then the season ended. So, you know, I would like to say that we would have had a good chance to make some noise in the districts and see what would happen from there. But yeah, it was a shame that it ended. You know, I know that a lot of those VHSL seniors didn't get to experience their senior season, and that's, you know, that's too bad. You know, so I think for me at least, it was good to at least have a little bit of baseball, you know, just a teaser, and hopefully we'll get some more here soon.
Did you get a chance to go to any spring training games before that all shut down?
So it was funny because I had planned to go to two, like on spring break, right when our season kind of had, we had ended our 10th game right before spring break, and I had plans to go to a couple of spring training games. Well, you know, this all happened, and that's kind of when it just, you know, struck lightning in a bottle, and things happened, so I didn't end up getting to go. But yeah, we have a bunch of those spring training facilities down here. So, and I know your Braves facilities down here, and I've got to check that out. It is absolutely immaculate. Absolutely immaculate. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know they just built a new one.
It's a shame that the Braves, you know, aren't as good as the Nationals, but you know, that's pretty good.
I mean, I want to say back-to-back division champs, but then you're just going to say World Series champs, which is fair. But the, you know, the Nats just got hot at the right time. That's all it was.
Hey, that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. It's anybody, you know, chipping a chair, man. Chipping a chair.
That is. I mean, that really is. That's what the playoffs are all about. It's who's got the momentum, who's hot at the right time. I think over the course of the season, the Braves were the better team. They just couldn't.
No doubt they proved it. I mean, proved it throughout 162 games. I mean, they were. Acuna, those guys, they dominated. Pulte, they dominated all year, really. But yeah, I mean, baseball's been like that forever. I mean, you just catch fire, playing good baseball, playing good synchronized baseball, understanding each other. And I was proud to get to see a lot of playoff games. I know that.
But I'll tell you, I hope that the Nats can keep Soto around for a while, because you know, the Braves have Acuna locked up for 10 years. I hope the Nats can keep Soto around for a while, because watching those two go against each other for a decade would be amazing.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's almost like watching the Jordan documentary, you think of some of those rivalries back in the day that were just so cherished. You know, that's almost like, you know, Soto and Acuna could be one of those. So I agree with you, man, no doubt.
So I'm not a big basketball fan or really a basketball fan at all. I haven't even watched any of The Last Dance. I see people talking about it on Twitter all the time. I know it's really popular. People are hyping it up. I want a baseball version of this, but I don't even know what that would be.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody else that is as competitive and can match his fire that Michael Jordan had. Like, he just brought it every night, man. Like, he was never not in control. He had so much competitive edge, and that it opened my eyes to who he was as a player and just how he approached life, really, too. That was something I learned a new respect. I'm learning a new respect for as you know, every episode gets dropped. He's just so competitive and you know, never wants to lose and always wants to bring everybody up with him. And it's something to strive for sure.
Well, Sports Illustrated suggested the idea of, if there was going to be a baseball version, focusing on the Yankees and the core four, talking about Derek Jeter and Posada and Mariano Rivera and Andy Pettit. And I think that I would be interested in that. It got a lot of criticism when they tweeted a story suggesting that. People said it wouldn't be interesting enough, but I would watch that.
Yeah, I would like that. I wonder if, you know, I wonder if the footage is there, like they've had this Jordan footage locked in the vault. But yeah, that, you know, that's obviously anything with Jeter, you've sold me. So, but yeah, like some of those old Yankee teams, I mean, even even the Braves with Maddox and Glavin, like some of those 90s Braves teams were like, I mean, so good. And I would just love to learn more about them and how they went about, you know, I know they played golf too. So like, I'd love to see some of that interaction. you know, some of this uncut stuff that we're seeing is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have to tune in one of these nights, watch a few episodes of it, but I know ESPN did announce they are coming out with the, Barry, or not Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire documentary on their home run chase. So we'll at least have that to look forward to in June once The Last Dance wraps up.
Yeah, that'll be a nice reminisce for sure. That's one that I can remember, you know, as that was going, the media, you know, pushing it like, hey, Sammy, is it going to be Mark? I remember that, just pushing back and forth. That'll be fun to relive that.
So RCBL season planning on beginning June 12th. When are you coming up here and getting ready for it?
Well, that would have to be obviously addressed by my wife. So right now we're just hanging out. My legs are unbelievably tired. I'm trying to put the work in, trying to get as much in shape as I can. But yeah, we're just hanging out. The weather's not too bad and we got Brooks here and out at her parents and hanging out there too. So, yeah, we're not in too much of a rush, but I definitely want to get up there and get some actual baseball work in before I step on a mound or step in the box and get ready to play under that.
Well, maybe once you get up here, start practicing and we get some games underway out at Buck Bowman Park, maybe we'll see if we can get some Korean scouts out there to watch you.
You know, hey, let them know. You know, my number's always open. I really think, you know, the Dinos could use an extra bat in that lineup, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
All right. Well, Tyler, thanks for coming on and talking to me on the podcast this week. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. It's always fun chopping it up with you. I love you, man.
Thanks again to Tyler Bocock coming on the podcast today, talking about whether or not he could play in the KBO and this upcoming 2020 RCBL season. Some big news on the high school front, as the VHSL announced yesterday that it would cancel the 2020 spring sports season. They had been postponed indefinitely with some talk of playing a summer season, but ultimately the VHSL decided to cancel the 2020 spring sports season entirely, and those athletes will not get to play their sports this year. So for more on that, I talked to Spotswood High School head baseball coach Marcus Davis for his thoughts.
So the VHSL ruled today they're going to cancel all spring sports. Were you holding out hope that you'd be able to play during the summer, or were you kind of accepting it that it was going to be canceled?
I think a little bit of both. I was definitely holding out hope. Just would have been nice to get the guys together to do a little something. But I definitely wasn't expecting for it to happen, so I'm not surprised.
Have you had any communication with your team since everything shut down, especially the seniors, since they're missing out on their entire senior season?
I'm pretty close with all the guys on the team, so we talk frequently in a group message. I have not seen very many of them in person, just at their jobs. I've bumped into a couple kids. But, yes, I have reached out to our seniors and just, you know, tried to say something to each one of them just to let them know how much we're going to miss them and, you know, how much I hate that they didn't get to participate in their senior year. And I think they know we care about them, and I think that's what all the coaches are trying to do is just let the kids know they care about them that are going to miss out this year.
Yeah. Did you guys even get a chance to get started with playing or just practicing?
We actually had our first two scrimmages since I've been coaching at Spotswood in 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that just set us up to not have a season. And it was two 70-degree beautiful days for our scrimmages, and we didn't get to have a single game. So,
how do you think it's going to affect, you know, everything going forward, missing out on an entire season?
Yeah, I think the main thing it's going to affect is just experience. Like, we have, you know, the seniors, of course, it was super unfortunate, but those guys have played three seasons. You know, for our guys that were freshmen that we moved up and sophomores that we, you know, that were going to be on varsity, they lost a whole year of experience.
Yeah.
So I think across the board next year, you're going to have a whole lot more inexperienced upperclassmen. So I think that's how it's going to affect all the teams locally.
Did you have any players on your team that were going to go play in college?
Not this year. So we had one kid that had an opportunity to play. Cole Myers had an opportunity to play football in college, and he chose that he's just going to get a job, which is nothing wrong with that. And then Josh Raines is going to be going to JMU as a student. And then we had another kid, a senior named Will Craig, who's going to be going to Virginia Tech as well as a student. So,
okay. Yeah, I just was wondering your thoughts on college players getting an extra year of eligibility and how that would affect incoming freshmen when they have to deal with more players on the roster than they thought.
For sure. I know that was a huge worry for a lot of kids. I think the right thing to do is going to be to give more scholarship. I think they're going to have to make the rosters increase a little bit, at least for a little while until this thing blows over. Because you're right, it's definitely going to affect the incoming freshmen. You know, and for a lot of college coaches, it puts them in a rough situation because baseball is already a sport where they have limited scholarships. Yeah. You know, so if you have to honor a scholarship from a kid that's a junior returning or a senior that's returning versus giving it to a freshman, most coaches are going to honor that, especially if they've given that kid, you know, that scholarship.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the roster size is going to have to increase. And I think maybe that the NCAA will look at it and give baseball some more scholarships, which I think is long overdue.
Yeah, that would be nice.
For sure.
Have you heard anything on when you guys will be able to get back to, like, off-season workouts or practices or anything like that?
I have not. I would assume that whenever we get something handed down in terms of when we're going to start school next year, that we'll know better from then. Because we have no idea when we're going to even go back to school.
Okay.
From what I'm hearing, it's not going to be in August.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it's going to be maybe after Labor Day. So, Yeah.
That was Spotswood High School baseball coach Marcus Davis talking about the VHSL's decision to cancel the 2020 spring sports season. That's going to do it for today's episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast, but don't leave. Stay around on the website, foulballarea.com, and take a look at our recent blog posts and see what else we've got going on here at Foul Ball Area. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and share us, recommend us to your friends. I know you've got some friends that are baseball fans and they'd probably like to see our content as well. So feel free to share our podcasts and blog posts. Get the word out there about Foul Ball Area. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. I'm Matthew Atkins.